This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Back from Ireland. I don't know how we're feeling. I don't know what time frame, time clock, time zone my body is in right now, but we're here, and we're going to give you 3 hours, or at least as close to it as possible. Gang's all here, ready to go. Fritzy, Seton in the back row, Marvin, Paulie in the front row. The backroom guys are here as well. Go to the airport yesterday morning, and I said to my wife, probably going to walk up to a bar, and Dylan will be there. And sure enough, Dylan was there with a few of the other backroom guys, and Seton as well, having another Guinness before leaving town. I loved it. I was very proud of you guys, of all the work you did. And then the French kid was there as well, and he couldn't decide if he was really hungover or really, really hungover. But we had a great time. And again, thanks to all the support we had in Dublin. Wonderful, wonderful people there. This program brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. It's pretty awesome what they do. In fact, I earned the cash back from trips and restaurants to Dublin, all doubled. Seriously. See the terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. All right, got play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you.
Top of the morning to you, Dan.
Oh, no, 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 yeah. No.
And to the rest of you lads.
Top of the morning to you, mate.
Oh, we brought back the accent.
All righty. Didn't they check that at customs?
Didn't you feel like you were home? I'm just saying. Didn't you feel like, yes, this all makes sense?
No.
Oh, man.
No. Not where we were staying in Dublin, because it was just full of Notre Dame people. If we'd been out, you know, out in the country where my people are from.
Yeah, that's true. The country is a little more homey. That was exactly this past week, especially this weekend when all the Domers were in town. It's exactly what I imagined Ireland to be like when I was like 10 years old. It's like, I bet that when you go to Dublin, I bet it's just all Notre Dame stuff everywhere. And like everybody is a huge Notre Dame fan. That's exactly what I thought Ireland would be like.
It is a Monday, so best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll get to that. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will talk some football with us. Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman will join us a little bit later on as well. Phone number, Tyler, sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We'll try to answer as many as we can throughout the program. So, got some football news. We'll talk about that with what the Cowboys and 49ers did with Trey Lance for a fourth-round draft pick. And also, you have some other moves that are happening there. C.J. Stroud named the Texans starter. And looks like you're going to have a couple of rookie quarterbacks, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, all going to play right away, even though I think that the Colts Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback to start for Anthony Richardson, and I think Davis Mills is a better quarterback to start for the Texans now than C.J. Stroud. But if you're these teams, you can play your rookie quarterbacks. They may not play well. They get experience, and you still get a pretty good draft pick out of all of this after it's all said and done. Seton, what are we going to go with the poll question, at least for the first hour of this program? Stat of the day, as always, by the way, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
Would you move to Ireland? Yes, hell yes.
Whoa.
Okay, sorry. We could have other options there, too.
Okay.
That would be pretty great.
Could you live there in Ireland?
Hell yeah. In 2 seconds. I could do Ireland well.
Like full time?
Definitely. 100%.
Okay. All right.
Do you feel like you're up in the air?
Well, Brady Quinn says, why don't you get a place here?
Yeah, and dude. See, Brady gets it. Now, that's a fellow right there who gets
it. Well, I don't know if Brady was suggesting that he and I get a place there.
Oh.
And I was like, I couldn't understand what exactly he was asking. But he said, why don't you get a place here? And he said, are we coming back here next year? And I said, well, I'd like to. I'd like to make it a yearly visit to the homeland. But this time I want to bring, you know, our audience, let them have the opportunity to join us as well. They would be our Fighting Irish coming over there. Yes.
So Brady's coming even for Florida State, Georgia Tech.
I'm guessing.
Because why not?
I'm guessing.
It's still a good time.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if it matters. Well, it does matter with the crowd of, you know, Notre Dame, obviously, with that everywhere you went. I mean, it was probably 90-10 Notre Dame versus Navy tourists there. But I don't know what you're going to get with Florida State, Georgia Tech next year. But that's the next game. Notre Dame with a impressive performance, but Navy was nowhere near Notre Dame. I wondered if Navy was going to score a touchdown. I thought it would have to be on a fluke play. They didn't get a touchdown, but they did get a field goal there to avert the shutout. USC looked very impressive. Caleb Williams or the field for the Heisman Trophy. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Yes, Paul?
There was a play in the first quarter of Navy-Notre Dame where Navy went for it on fourth and like three deep in Notre Dame territory, and they threw a pass, and the whole place went crazy because Navy's throwing a pass. Two guys were open about 5 yards from the end zone. The two guys kind of bumped each other, and they didn't catch it. Should the guy who's ranked higher have been able to should have caught the pass?
Oh, I don't know. I don't. They don't wear their stripes.
They don't.
No. I can't tell.
The higher ranked guy should have had.
The higher, like military?
Wouldn't it be great, though?
Like, if he's a higher midshipman, I don't know how it works. But like, it's my ball, like a center fielder.
Yeah, like, your rank.
Right.
You outrank me.
That's funny, dude.
We go to the game, and I'm supposed to be on during, you know, the end of start of the fourth quarter. I'm told, hey, we're going to need you. We're going to interview Joe Montana. And then the next commercial break, we're going to have you on. I said, okay. Go down to the field, sitting there watching. I see Joe Montana. Joe Montana walks by. Say hello to Joe. I'm thinking I'm in the on-deck circle. They want me. So I don't drink. I don't drink at all during the game. I had a soda because, you want to have – I want to be clear and present danger. And there's drinks everywhere.
So everywhere.
Yes. So my wife goes, you're not drinking. I go, well, I'm going to be interviewed. She goes, you can't have one? I go, no. I don't want to be seen drinking. So I'm waiting, and it's 42-0. And I'm waiting. I see the clock, and it's ticking. And so I finally, producer comes over and grabs me and says, we're ready for you. I go, okay. So I'm walking down towards the end zone, meet with the reporter, cameraman's there. They got me, framed up, ready to go. And I'm waiting. Then there's a field goal, so it's 42-3 or something like that. I go, okay, now the comeback starts. They want to get me, before it gets crazy with 3 minutes to go. They keep going, keep waiting. And then I hear the following. We don't have enough time. And I went, wait, hold on. It was 42-0.
You got bumped?
I got bumped because somebody realized that Navy likes to run the ball there for the clock runs. They had to get in all their commercial inventory. So I'm telling my wife this as we're sitting there. I know I'm not going to get on. I said, hon, there's commercial inventory. I'm explaining what's going on. I'm not going to get on.
oh, you will. You will. I mean, NBC and Peacock. I said, it's not going to happen, hon. I walk over there, and all of a sudden, I'm just standing. They go, we don't have enough time. How about we just get a shot of you on the sidelines? And I go, sure. And I put on my Will Ferrell credential, and I thought, all right, well, let me give them something to show if they want to have fun with this, that I have Will Ferrell's press credential on. And then that was it. And I walked over. My wife goes, how was the interview? I go, hon. She goes, you got bumped? I said, I got bumped. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't drink the whole game because I want to have my wits about me. And then I immediately started drinking right after that. Yes, Paul.
We were up in the suite with you the whole time, that lovely Notre Dame suite. There was pints, there was whiskey, there was everything. And you were being disciplined.
Yes.
And you're a professional.
Yes.
And you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
Somebody owes you 3 hours of drinking.
Notre Dame does.
Yeah. Damn. No, I think it might be NBC owes you.
Oh.
Notre Dame provided the booze early.
Hmm.
I think you need a night out on somebody.
So NBC.
There's a producer somewhere who was doing the game that owes you some time.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 hours of booze.
I did. He did reach out to me and said, sorry, ran out of time. And I said, well, I understand how tight the game was. You couldn't squeeze me in when it was 42-0. But no worries. But I did tell him, I said, look, I'm going to rip you on Monday on the show. I did. And he said, ha ha, fair enough. They ran out of time.
That's just not normal drinks, too. That's drinks in Dublin drinks.
Yes.
While Notre Dame's playing.
Yes.
Maybe, which happens, I mean, so often.
And then my wife and I went to a pub afterwards, and we just sat there. And I had a couple of pints, a nice whiskey, and I was good. Kind of cried in my beers a little bit, but
okay.
People thought I was just emotional because Notre Dame had a big blowout win against Navy. Yes, Paul.
Gorgeous stadium, Aviva Stadium. It's kind of in a neighborhood, a really nice neighborhood, and it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That flyover, I'm a sucker for flyovers. That was a great flyover, the pregame. That was awesome.
Yeah, had a great time. A lot of wonderful people there. Yes, Eden.
There is something really great about walking to the stadium before a game. Like, just all of those people. We were at a pub before the game and had a couple of creamies, as they say.
Yeah, the creamies.
And then there's just something great about seeing all those people.
Guinness is not, the color is ruby red.
Right.
Just to let people know, people think that Guinness is black.
What?
It's ruby red.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, if you hold it up to the light.
What?
Yes. It's not black or dark. It's ruby red.
You know what? You should cut me in half right now and let's find out. Because it would just pour out onto the studio floor.
What?
Yes. That's the official color from what I'm told. Sources close to me tell me. Yes, Todd.
So I see people walking around in these like leather fancy Guinness jackets, but it's black with like white sleeves. So why aren't the Guinness jackets ruby red if that's
Todd,
the
I'm just telling you what I was told.
I must be colorblind. I didn't see anything that was even close to any shade.
If you
red.
Hold it up to the light, Guinness is... Do some research here, guys.
I plan to.
Are you looking at right now what is the color of Guinness?
Yeah, black.
No, it's ruby red.
We'll work on this after the show. Get a couple of us.
Dark great. Ruby red. What? This is crazy.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says dark ruby red.
Yeah, that's a walk off.
It's actually not black, but rather dark ruby red.
Hello.
What?
Yes.
What?
And our thanks again to Will Ferrell. He was a wonderful, wonderful co-host slash fifth den out there. Had a lot of fun. All the people that worked with us over there, a lot of fun. Learned a lot of expressions that you can say there, but you can't say here. And some that you can say here, but you can't say there.
That's right.
I'm going, wait a minute, I'm allowed to say that here? Yes, Marvin.
Night one in the snug.
That was awesome.
That was an all-time night.
That was so good.
Okay, if you ever go into the Palace Bar, ask for Messi. He's the bartender. He's known as the Messi, Lionel Messi of bartenders there. And his name is Alan. Wonderful guy. And he entertained us. We were in this little place. There's a little like room, and it's called the Snug Room. And we had like 7 or 8 people in there. It's like a phone booth. And that was first night. My last night there with my wife, we sat in the Snug, and we had some beers, and we had a little bit of whiskey. So ask for the Messi of bartenders,
No pressure.
No, but he tells me that. It was, oh, they call me the messy of bartending. And I'm thinking, oh, the guy spills stuff all over the place. And I go, well, you have people to clean up. He goes, what do you mean? And I said, wait, the soccer player? He goes, yes, they call me the messy of bartenders. I go, wow. And he goes, I hate it. I said, well, why did you tell me? Because that's now I'm going to call you that. Yes, Todd.
Was the snug available when you first arrived, or did you have to pull any Dan Patrick strings to kick somebody out of there?
I walked in. I said to my wife, I said, oh, this is where we all sat the first night. We had a great time. I left Seton with the bill.
Sure.
And I didn't know it. I didn't know it until the bartender goes, well, why did you leave, you celebrities, why did you leave the guy, the good-looking guy with the beard and his girlfriend? The tab. And I go, well, that wasn't his girlfriend, but Seton had to pay. He goes, yeah, I told him, you got these big celebrities, you're paying. I go, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even realize that. But we went into this. I said to my wife, I said, let's just see if we can get in the snug. And I opened the door, no one there.
Perfect.
I go, hun, we're home. We're home. And that was like at 11:30 at night. And then I did say, what time do you guys close? And they said, we close at like 11:30 or midnight. I said, you don't stay out? And they go, no, that's for other bars. We're a professional bar. This has been around for 200 years. I go, all the great writers, you know, poets, they all came through this place. But wonderful, wonderful people. Thanks for the hospitality. We have some more stories coming up, including plane flight etiquette as well. Celebrity sightings as well. We got a lot to recap. And we'll get to your phone calls, as always, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. So we'll take a break.
Top of the morning to you, Daniel. I'll be calling you Daniel.
Oh, we better crack today.
Good crack. That was another one. When I first heard it, I was like, whoa. And it was like good conversation. Good crack. You know, we were just a normal conversation, and all of a sudden somebody says, good crack.
I was looking to see if someone bent over and they were showing a little too much on their backside.
Come on, Todd.
Quite a ride.
Great trip, man. Yeah, that was a great trip.
Yeah, it was.
Probably one of the best I think we've ever had in the 16 years we've been doing this or whatever it's been.
I thought we peaked, though, that Tuesday night when we went out.
Yeah, it started there. I was like, wow, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we went hard.
Because I didn't know. Will was like down. He was down to hang.
Oh, yeah,
And the fella can handle himself.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, if this is the way it's going to go, this week is going to be pretty epic.
Yes. Because I was hoping Will would say, you know what, I'm going to call it a night. And then I would be the good friend, and I would say, yeah, we should probably call it a night. Will went toe-to-toe. he was very impressive. Yeah. He may not win an Academy Award, but he won a lot of respect from us over
Hall
there.
Hall of Famer.
How about we take a break? We'll talk about the Texans with C.J. Stroud. The Niners dump Trey Lance to the Cowboys. Oh, boy. This is bad news, I think, for the Cowboys. I have that for you coming up. Your phone calls as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Traeger, we're fired up. We didn't get a Meat Friday over there, but then because we didn't have the Traegers, although we thought about bringing Traeger grills or getting Traeger grills there. And then we had somebody who said, we know you got a Meat Friday. We don't have a Traeger grill, but we want to make sure you have a Meat Friday. And I want to thank the restaurant. That was Fire and Soul.
Yeah, Fire Steakhouse in Dublin.
Man, great, great meal. But you get that every time you open up the Traeger grill. It's so easy to do. And we're building a grilling area outside. It'll be Traegerville. As we speak, we have people out there who are creating something. I don't know what they're creating, but they're creating something pretty spectacular.
Looks awesome.
Yes, it does. But the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill, as long as I have room for that, I am good, because that is a game changer. The Traeger grills, you're going to find something that works for you, and you'll be the envy of the neighborhood. Traeger.com, see what's cooking in the Traeger hood. And don't forget, use DP Show at checkout, free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric. Electric is what you get there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can, the vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. What are some of the poll questions that we're considering today? Seton O'Connor?
Let's see. Well, we've got one here that is golf related.
All right.
If you could do just one in your golf career, mm-hmm. you could win a major of your choice or the FedEx Cup.
Oh, I'd win the Masters.
You would?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money with the FedEx Cup.
But a lot of money.
You cash in on being a Masters champ the rest of your life. Mm. Nobody goes, oh, my God, there goes the FedEx Cup winner.
True.
But they go, there goes Masters champ. Yes.
Your bank account says, there goes the FedEx Cup winner, though.
Yeah, but you don't get cheated at the Masters either.
What if you have one lucky year and you win the Masters and you're terrible the rest of the way and all your earnings is basically from that one Masters?
I'd still take winning a Masters. Anything else?
Let's see. I have the Masters payout this year was 3.24.
For the winner.
For the winner.
Would the FedEx winner get like $15
million? $18.
$18 million.
Wow. That's multiples of the Masters.
Multiples.
Yeah. But there's no, that title, like you said, that title doesn't go with you. You can't remember year to year who wins the FedEx Cup. That's crazy money.
Nobody walks into your house and says, show me the FedEx Cup trophy.
I guess that's how powerful the Masters is that you, maybe not all of us, but some of us take $15 million less to win.
I would take any of the majors over the FedEx Cup.
Oh, the PGA?
Oh, yeah. It's still a major. I mean, I would give it consideration, but I would still want a major as opposed to a FedEx Cup. I know it's a culmination of the entire season.
You get free mail service and package service for the rest of your life.
FedEx Cup. Yeah, FedEx Cup.
Especially because the FedEx Cup, once the deal runs out, could be the, Allstate Insurance Cup next year. It could be something completely different.
Yeah, it could be. It's like winning the national championship in football. Like, they could change sponsors there at some point. What is it called now? Is it
Allstate?
Is it the Allstate National Championship?
Checking.
But when you work, when you're a broadcaster, you have to say the sponsor. Always. Like, it's the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, and I'd go, you ain't paying me, it's the Fiesta Bowl.
Do you remember we got yelled at a little bit for that?
Yeah, we did.
We did some radio, and they're like, guys, it's the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl you're at.
I go, no, it's the Fiesta Bowl. They go, well, no, they're paying ESPN, so you have to say the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. I still called it the Fiesta Bowl. If they were going to take away my scholarship, that would have been okay.
You know who does that? And I can't tell if it's part of the bit or not. But Taylor Twellman, the soccer analyst, he'll always refer to the MLS All-Star Game presented by Audi. He says Audi every single time that he mentions it. By the way, presented by Audi, by the way. And I can't tell if he's doing it as a joke or if he's like contractually obligated to do that.
Well, then these stadiums, I don't know which bank or phone company is sponsoring these things anymore. Remember we talk about one of our favorite stadiums is Pac Bell.
Oh, geez.
And they're not Pac Bell. I don't know what they are. How many changes have you had in the sponsorship there? I always go, man, I love the Giants home ballpark. Yeah, Marv.
Nothing beats the Miami Stadium. Joe Robbie, pro player, Hard Rock.
Yeah.
All that.
Yes, Todd.
What is Aviva? Is that a bank or something? We saw the game at Aviva Stadium, the Notre Dame game. I couldn't tell you what Aviva is or what that represents. I was wondering if you guys knew.
I know we're going to buy a lot of it going forward.
Yeah, I didn't really give it that much thought.
I have it as a British multinational insurance company.
Okay.
There you go, Aviva Stadium.
Thank you, Todd. Let's see. Get some phone calls in here. We have some football news, though. The Niners dumping Trey Lance to the Cowboys for a fourth-round pick. I like that Dak Prescott didn't know this was going to happen. Mike McCarthy didn't know this was going to happen. This is just Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones. I don't know what he saw in Trey Lance. They had a second-round grade for Trey Lance, from what I'm told, when he was coming out of North Dakota State. And all of a sudden, Trey Lance is now in the mix there as the backup or the backup to the backup. He got Sam Darnold came in, and Sam Darnold must have blown away the coaches running Kyle Shanahan's system that they went, man, Trey Lance is expendable because he's 23. Sam Darnold is a safer backup. You got experience, him in that system. I was listening to Brady Quinn earlier this morning on Fox Sports Radio. And Brady said if Sam Darnold gets an opportunity, they won't lose anything. If Brock Purdy gets hurt or doesn't perform, Sam Darnold will be great in Kyle Shanahan's system. And, you know, here's Kyle, who helped RG3 win the Rookie of the Year with Washington, helped Matt Ryan win an MVP as well. That's certainly a plug and play. Just give me a guy who can sort of carry out my orders here and we can be successful. And they found that in Brock Purdy. But Trey Lance, I think we kind of fell into the habit of, oh, man, Carson Wentz was great. Easton Stick was good. Trey Lance is going to be really good with North Dakota State quarterbacks. Well, he didn't really play much. He played, one game during the COVID, he hasn't played a lot. Then he got hurt, had his opportunity, broke his ankle. So I don't know if he can play or not. But I'll go back to what I don't even know if he's a current player, who said to a friend of mine, I said, would you ask him about, Trey Lance? And they said, oh, you mean, what was it, one play Trey? That he had one play that he made, and then that's all they had seen from him. And I thought, wow, that's not a good nickname
to
have.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not. But it proved to be true. He wasn't able to grasp all the things that you needed to do to be a professional, starting quarterback. And the expectation level. So I do think it helps Trey getting out of San Francisco. I think it helps the Niners that he's not there any longer. But if you're the Cowboys, Trey Lance isn't better than Will Greer. He's not better than Cooper Rush. So you're going to bring him in, and then what happens in a year from now? Are you going to pick up his option, a fifth-year option? That'll be $29 million. And the only way that he plays that you pick up his option is if you move on from Dak Prescott. And Dak Prescott has got a terrible team deal when it comes to if you cut him. The cap hit, they're going to have to restructure his contract because it is not team-friendly if you decide to move on. But you're bringing him in, so now you've got two other quarterbacks. I watched Will Greer play the other night. I watched the re-air last night, and he looked really good. Now, I know it's preseason, but he looks good. And he's been around for a while, Florida, West Virginia, and was one of the highest-ranked quarterbacks coming out of high school. Cooper Rush played well when Dak got injured. I just don't see where Trey Lance helps you. And now he's in the building. So now it becomes, now you're, when it's a Cowboy situation, it's a bigger situation than any other team. Dak doesn't do well. What are we going to say? Hey, Trey Lance going to get a chance? This is going to come up. Nobody's going to go, oh, is Cooper Rush? Now, there was a little bit of that when he played well. Like, you know what? They might be better with Cooper Rush. Remember that conversation? And then you have the situation, you know, with Will Greer, who is better than Trey Lance right now. Does Jerry bring Trey Lance in and then put him on the practice squad? Yes, Paulie.
Prescott will make $42 million this year with the Cowboys. The Cowboys do have an out after the season, but you said the dead cap hit is $61 million. So they don't really have an out. They would have to completely restructure him. They almost have to give him a new contract for a short term or something because
they have to restructure it.
Yes, completely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But are you moving on from Dak Prescott? And is Trey Lance the guy you're going to move on to after this year? I mean, this is a team that has high expectations, Super Bowl expectations. Trey Lance, I mean, okay, you only gave up a fourth-round pick and he's 23. I just don't like those situations in the building because it's the Cowboys and it becomes bigger. This is going to be a main topic for the next couple of weeks here. Here's Dak Prescott on Trey Lance.
I can't say that I necessarily expected it, no. I understand that that's business. I understand that they're probably on a timeline. They need to get some done. And as I said, he felt like that strengthened this team. To be honest with you, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. You've been in this league 8 years, been on this team. It's hard to say that I was surprised, to be honest with you.
Okay. You know what? We can give the Niners credit because they got Brock Purdy, but we can blame the Niners. The Niners are so good that they made this trade and they whiffed on Trey Lance and everybody got contract extensions in the front office and head coach, and they're still one of the two top Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. That's how good they've been with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing normally costs you your job.
Yes. Yes.
And like the rate at which that costs people, it's probably like 98%.
And yeah. I remember when it happened, when the trade happened, and Paulie goes, if this doesn't work out, people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And so this is day of, they make this trade, and we're like, oh my God, they're all in on Trey Lance. If this doesn't work out, they're going to lose. They didn't. They got contract extensions. Yes. Yeah,
but nobody in Dallas is going to be calling for Trey Lance to play over Dak if things don't go right. Right?
No.
You know, nobody's going to be like, that's it, sit Dak, let's see what Trey can do.
I hope they don't, because Trey Lance is only 23. He needs to sit. He needs to observe, and maybe, you know, he gets some mop-up time or something, but he's right now the fourth-best quarterback on that team.
It's so weird, though, that Trey is going to be labeled a bust and never really got the chance to play, it feels like.
But everything I was told is, They weren't comfortable with him in a game. So I don't know what that you see and you go all in on him. And you go, okay, you know, teams all in on Carson Wentz. They were all in on Jared Goff, Mitchell Trubisky. The Niners did okay with that, with the Mitchell Trubisky. They fooled the Bears. But Dallas and Jerry Jones doesn't consult with Mike McCarthy, the head coach. He's like, you know, we're going to bring in Trey Lance. Yeah, Paulie.
So they do some things with the worst trades in sports history, and the 49ers gave up more draft capital for Trey Lance than almost any player of all time, unless you take out Ricky Williams. They gave up three
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker. But those aren't three firsts. they gave up like full draft classes. Mm-hmm. And but they gave up, San Francisco gave up three first round draft choices. Remember, Miami was a recipient. You know what Miami did with those? They ended up getting Jaylen Waddle with one of those draft picks. They traded for Bradley Chubb with one of those draft picks, and they traded for Tyreek Hill for one of those draft picks. Jeez. Look where Miami is off those picks.
Well, if you're looking at, let's see, over 2021, 2022, 2023 drafts, the Niners traded 12th, 29th, 101st, and 29th pick for the privilege of taking Trey Lance. One of those picks was used to choose Micah Parsons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Getting worse as, yeah, as you go through it.
Yeah, because sometimes where you go, oh, you know, I gave up some draft picks. What did they do with those draft picks? Oh, they got the best defensive player in football in Micah Parsons, or at least one of them. Yes, Marvin.
Has there ever been a team that's been this good for this long, year in, year out? They have the same question at quarterback. The 49ers, they're on like year five of this run, and is Jimmy G the guy? Oh, they get to the Super Bowl. Do we want to trade Jimmy G? And then the third pick after going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that I think proves Kyle Shanahan's ability to, whoever you have, just give me that guy. I promise you, Sam Darnold would be just as good as Brock Purdy in this system. I truly believe that. Doesn't mean that he'd be a starter anyplace else, but with Kyle Shanahan, it feels like you're taking your first steps, but he's right there with his hands. I'll get you where you need to go. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, all he does is win. Nobody talked about how great he was. It was just, he wins. Well, he wins because he knew what to do. Kyle Shanahan knew what to do with Jimmy G. Yes. Yes, Mark.
The Niners quarterback kind of feels like the NFL equivalent of the Alabama quarterback.
Oh.
Maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Yes.
Yeah. So you could put in Greg McElroy, AJ McCarron,
Blake Sims.
You'd be like, all right, we're okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, the Niners could have stayed right where they were and picked up Justin Fields. Imagine that roster. Now, Justin Fields isn't a superstar yet, but imagine a guy like him who's definitely better than Trey Lance, and you wouldn't have given up any picks.
Yeah.
And with Kyle Shanahan and that offense, Justin Fields would be, you know, in much better shape for a career.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if he has the skill level to play quarterback for what Kyle Shanahan needs. I do think that Trey Lance had that ability, that run-pass option, and that's what made him so valuable. He never threw an interception at North Dakota State, but I think what happens is North Dakota State is so good in by comparison that your quarter Easton Stick looked great for North Dakota State. I think he's still in the NFL. Carson Wentz is trying to be a backup somewhere in the NFL, but I think we got caught up in – whatever, 30 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Man, he looks great. And by all accounts, a great kid. That's what, like, you could hear that with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Like, they felt bad that they gave up on him. It became personal for them. Now, he's not a troubled quarterback. I don't think he's ready for this. And I don't know if he ever will. But at age 23, Dallas takes a chance. It becomes bigger. Because it's down. If he had gone some other place, throw out another team. If he had gone to Arizona right now, we'd probably go, well, maybe you move on from Kyle. Maybe bring him in. Maybe he could play. It feels like Arizona's going to get two shots to get the number one pick in the draft. They have Houston's pick, and they're probably hoping, man, yeah, start C.J. Stroud. Lose games because we get your pick and then they get their pick. And Caleb Williams looked pretty good against San Jose State right out of the gate. Him against the field for the Heisman. We're taking the field.
Yes. As a group?
Yeah. I think we're taking the field.
Want to call it in?
Yeah. No. Oh, no game.
Smart money.
Yeah. Smart money's smart down money on that. Down. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Mark.
Yeah. There's somebody from Baylor or Ole Miss that's going to take it this year.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's September Heisman. Sept Heisman. All right, we'll take a break. Got our play of the day, and then I'll get some phone calls. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us, and Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman a little bit later on as well. Make sure you take me up on this offer. Innovation Refunds is here to help you. If you have a small business that qualifies, you can get a business payroll tax refund, not a loan, a refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. Filing can be complex. Innovation Refunds is dedicating to helping business owners navigate the process. And Innovation Refunds has a survey. The research shows that a large number of small businesses who had from 5 to 500 full-time employees during COVID might be eligible for an ERC tax deduction. And there's nothing to lose here because they don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to see if you qualify. Innovation Refunds works with independent network of professionals, tax professionals, that share the information, evaluate your process, and see if you qualify. Terms and conditions apply. No upfront charge. You call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS, or you can go to their website at InnovationRefunds.com. InnovationRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Let's go!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
Hartman's in the shotgun, standing on his own 20. Looking, throwing, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jaden Thomas. 7 yards deep in the end zone on the deep in route. The ball was put right on him. Notre Dame now leads Navy 27-0 with 13 seconds left until halftime.
Sam Hartman, 4 touchdown passes. He'll join us in the final hour of the program. Ron Paulus once did that. I saw a Ron Paulus jersey in Ireland. He played for the Fighting Irish back in 1994. Notre Dame Radio Network with the call. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz. Available transparent hood technology so advanced it can see through the sheet metal. The vehicle all-electric, feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. Current Heisman odds. I don't know if they changed after this weekend, but maybe Sam Hartman moved up a little bit, but Caleb Williams is the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, Caleb Williams is. You can't make much money off him. He's a big favorite. Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU. Quinn Ewers, quarterback of Texas. That's a good pick.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. Bo Nix of Oregon. And he's got a campaign going on. They're doing the old Joey Harrington try to take over New York City thing. I'm just catching on. Sam Hartman in this weekend went up 5 spots. He went from, I think, plus 2,500 to plus 1,600. Then you got Drake May and so on and so on.
Okay. I'll take so on and so on to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind?
What up, DP? Welcome back, boys. Best and worst of the weekend, Dan. Victorious Victor Hovland. I mean, that was an amazing performance. I think the best part of that was the two heavyweights turning in the best scores of the entire round yesterday were the last two standing. It was amazing golf to watch. That kid is a stud. And worst of the weekend, Dan, after hearing about Trey Lance going to Dallas, it was like I didn't know how to feel. And then what makes it worse was the seeing the list of players that was drafted after Trey Lance. That just leaves me shaking my head, Dan.
So, yeah. I think it's a big deal. I don't think it should be a big deal, but I think it's a big deal because it's the Cowboys. That you do this and you don't consult Mike McCarthy. You don't, and maybe you don't need to say to Dak Prescott, hey, we're bringing in Trey Lance. I would give him a heads up and just say, hey, by the way, we're going to bring in Trey Lance. You know, he's probably going to be our third or fourth quarterback, but just want to let you know so you're not surprised. You know, Dak Prescott's like, I didn't know, but I guess I should never be surprised. It's a bigger deal because it's the Cowboys. It felt unnecessary, but, you know, this is about now. This is about winning now. Jerry wants to win now. Does Trey Lance help you win now? He's not better than Cooper Rush or Will Greer, at least right now. But we've seen this. C.J. Stroud is not better for the Texans right now than Davis Mills. Doesn't mean he won't be. Anthony Richardson, I don't think he's the best quarterback for the Colts. Gardner Minshew is, but they want to play these, you know, younger players, get that experience, learning curve, and then maybe they're ready to go. Baker and Bozeman. Hey, Baker, what's on your mind?
Top of the morning, Daniel.
Oh, okay. Hey, Baker.
Well, in reflecting upon your amazing week in Dublin, I have authored a special limerick to commemorate the occasion.
All righty. Here's Baker and Bozeman.
And this was crafted with the tip of my cap to my good pal Todd Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Here we go. There once was a Patrick named Dan, and to Dublin he went with his clan. The balls of Will Ferrell were displayed to his peril. Thank you for a great week. Love, your fans.
Lovely accent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Baker.
Well done, well done.
Todd Fitzpatrick. I like
the sound of that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Dustin in Alabama. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Welcome back, guys. So awesome to have football back. I got a best of the weekend, and it's going to involve a little bit of trivia, if you can bear with me.
Okay.
Dan, mine and yours, Varsity Gulf Shores Dolphins, played the St. Michael's Cardinals. Well, their coach and almost first ballot San Diego State Hall of Champions inductee was the coach. His son is the quarterback who, just like his dad, threw for 356 yards, three touchdowns, and still lost 41-20. The son's name is Gunner. Can anybody guess the quarterback who will be the San Diego Hall of Champions first ballot inductee who is coaching on the other side of the field?
Okay. Anybody want to take a guess? I know Boomer Esiason has a son named Gunner, but he's not in college any longer. Gunner Keel was a quarterback out of Indiana, I think.
Gunner is the son's name of the quarterback in first ballot.
Okay.
San Diego.
Marvin?
Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers.
Blue.
Nice.
Marvin.
He has three sons named Gunner.
Thank you, Dustin. Yeah.
Gunner 1, Gunner 2, Gunner 3.
Yeah. Philip's got so many kids, he didn't know that he had named his kid. Wait, what did he call him? He's Gunner as well. Oh, we got another son named Gunner. Todd, do you have some poll question suggestions here?
I do. They're all airplane etiquette or behavior related.
Hmm. Do you want to wait until the top of next time?
I think we should. There's like seven of them.
There were some airplane issues. We're on the flight for a little over 7 hours coming back. And there were some issues there. Yes, Eden.
The update real quick on our poll question.
Okay.
If you could do just one in your golf career, one major of your choice or the FedEx Cup, 88% would take the major.
Yeah, of course I would.
I think people are underappreciating, though, that if you win the FedEx Cup, it shows that you're playing at a great level throughout the entire year.
But
you're probably in contention for most of those majors.
Yes, but Victor Hovland didn't win any of those.
Yeah, but so you would rather have one great weekend than a whole great year. Or a really good year.
When it's all said and done, when you go, what'd you do in your career? Well, I won the Masters. I didn't do much. You won the Masters? But if I go, I had this unbelievable year in 2023. I won the FedEx Cup. They're like, oh, did you win any majors? No, but I won the FedEx Cup. What's that? Oh, it's
well, now it's the,
Yeah, it's going to be another sponsor. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Is that like in music? Say if you just have like one great album and you win album Grammy of the Year.
Yeah.
And you don't do anything else.
Yeah.
Would you rather have that or just have a long, sustained
career?
It all
comes down to how you want to be introduced. The FedEx champion or the time that you won the Masters. That's how you checked.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
One more item. We close out hour one. We look good in Dublin, at least our feet did, because we had Wolf and Shepherd shoes on there, made and worn by athletes. You've probably seen them on the likes of Rob Gronkowski. We saw Steve Nash in the airport when we were going to Dublin. He had them on. Maria Sharapova, Erin Andrews has joined the team as well. It started out with the crossover, taking that classic dress shoe style and making it athletic. So it's comfortably beautiful. They didn't just stop there. The cruise line. The cutting edge of casual styles.
Cruise line.
Whoa.
Yes. Styles that are made to be worn every day with the comfort to actually do it. Designed in Los Angeles, crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal. That's the thing. When you pick them up and they're like, they got some weight to them and they smell great. Never sacrifice style for comfort. Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear and discover what shoes were meant to be. That's wolfandshepherd.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.